Good afternoon, guys. It is 4:30 on April Fool's Day, my daughter's 8th birthday. Just checking in. I wanted to just share a few things regarding life in general. I've recently been exposed to what it's like to care for somebody who is on hospice, and it really is an eye-opener and hard to see somebody in that situation. It's amazing, though, how somebody can have so much strength when they are weak, and I just think how God uses the weak to sometimes heal the strong or make things happen for His purpose by using a weaker state. And just having been firsthand witness to that, just sharing the gospel with somebody who was laying on their deathbed and getting a response from Him by squeezing my hand is just a reassurance from the Lord that He hears our prayers. He hears our souls calling for Him. And just in that situation, when you know somebody isn't going to get better here on earth, to let them know as they're lying there that it's okay to rest, that Jesus is there waiting with His arms wide open because He loves us so much. That agape love. Jesus loved us first, that we can love others in return. And love is something that, in my opinion, you love despite the circumstances. You don't always like the circumstances. You don't always like the circumstances that God may have you in, but there's a reason why, and there's a reason we can trust Him in those times, as difficult as they are. We don't know why things happen like they do. Someday, maybe, but here on earth, I think the best we can do is be open to the Holy Spirit and those gentle nudges and be able to say, you know, I'm going to serve You, Lord. And that looks different for everybody. And that is hard to remember because our journey is not like other people's. And that's where it's hard to accept, because sometimes we're quick to judge. Sometimes we think we have the answers when they're all laid out in Scripture for us. If we would just open God's Word and read it, and even being one step ahead of somebody in your journey of faith, you can be a mentor. There's different kinds of love that God calls us to. Phileo, friendship. You have very deep love for your friends. There's Eros. I believe that is when you're married and you're in a more intimate relationship. And God can use that for His glory, but I think more importantly, the phileo love and the agape love, gathering around a table, worshiping the Lord together, really bring Him a lot of glory. establishing relationships amongst others and hoping to encourage one another and be accountable to one another. I'm just so thankful that there are friends, because sometimes as family, that prayer of faith for the family member doesn't necessarily come by hearing or leading by example through family, but comes from a faith-filled friendship. That's what happened with me in my journey, and I'm just really thankful for those friends and those times. And so as I am here on a Monday, enjoying my life, being able to eat and drink what I want, I feel for my cousin who isn't able to do that, and how his organs are shutting down, and how it's hard to see. But in those times, I feel great joy for him, because I know soon he'll be in the loving arms of Jesus, restored to wholeness again. So I thank the Lord for that. And I just wanted to share, because no matter where you're at, just remember that there is a God, and He is good, and He is greater than anything we can ever imagine. And if you don't believe that, then I feel bad and sorry for you. But I know that I know that I know that there is a God who is merciful and just and mighty to save. And He will save us. If we call upon Him, He will listen. He stands at the door and knocks. If we open that door and let Him in, and let Him guide us and lead us, our lives will be forever changed. So I thank God that somebody came along in my life and opened and helped encourage me to open that door of my heart and soul. And I pray that same prayer for whoever is listening. And I just love my cousin and my aunt, and I'm thankful that they can run into the loving arms of Jesus. And I will be one day happy to see them in heaven. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.